What's the main source of our weather systems? I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. We haven't heard much lately about El Nino. Has that been playing a factor in our weather? I put that question to John Baramick, DTN meteorologist.
Oh, it's always something to talk about. I mean, it's the main climate driver for really the world, but especially for us here in the U.S. And, you know, we haven't been hearing about it because it's been in a neutral state for the last several months. So it hasn't really had any effect on our weather here over the spring or summer. We had a brief La Nina over the winter into the early spring, but that went away pretty quickly. And we've just been in a very active pattern that hasn't been involved with that. So that's good news. And it looks like that's going to continue here through the early fall. So we're not going to have a big influence from El Nino or La Nina here for the rest of the growing season. But, the forecasts are pushing us towards maybe another brief and weak La Nina for the fall and the winter season.
You had talked earlier there, John, about the forecast models. You know, they're not always accurate, are always correct. You know, things 50-50, whatever. I bring that up because you and I were chatting just a tad bit ago about what happened in Texas with the weather there, all those remnants from that tropical storm. What can you tell us on your side of things as you look at what basically happened and the results there in Texas?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of alluded to it there. I mean, it was kind of a perfect storm almost over central Texas. Usually they're really hot and dry this time of year, but that kind of leads them to a higher propensity for getting flash flooding.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.